This is CBS Eye of the World. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with John Yoo, a distinguished visiting professor at the School of Civic Leadership and senior research fellow at the Civitas Institute, University of Texas. He's also the Heller Professor of Law at the University of California, Berkeley, and a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, writing about the ghosts, the legend of, the spirit of, the clouds of Watergate here in the 21st century. And there is a vague similarity between resignations and the Saturday Night Massacre of October 73 and the decision by prosecutors in New York, Southern District of New York, to leave government service because the president had obliged his attorney general to seek to dismiss charges or not to try. There's some important language here. The mayor of New York, who was instrumental and can be instrumental in helping the president fulfill a campaign promise and the will of the people, which is to extricate the illegal or undocumented workers who are piling in the city center and make it very uncomfortable, dangerous. That's a presidential concern. John, what is to be done? Congress and the president. They're so partisan now, I feel like they don't even converse when they're both buying bubble gum. Is there any way to correct this, or are people just going to let it run?
I think everybody thinks that the immediate answer is for the Supreme Court to decide everything. And that, in a way, is another sign of the post-Watergate world, where we have turned these petty ethical issues with mayors into criminal trial, federal cases. You know, we used to have this weird phrase in the movie, we said, don't make a federal case out of it. Now everything's a federal case. And so everyone wants all of these challenges by Trump to the existing order to go up to the Supreme Court. That almost is a sign, actually, of the power vacuum that we have if we're throwing everything over to the judiciary. I hope that the judiciary will just stay hands off and say, I think the founders wanted. This is a fight for the president and Congress to work out between themselves. If presidents, as they have had this power to, for example, free spending, what we call impoundment, to free spending that they consider wasteful, if Congress tried to take that way, as it did in the years after Watergate and the Impoundment Control Act, I think actually that's a fight for the president and Congress to have, right? If Congress doesn't want the president to do that, they can write the spending laws much more carefully. They could even ultimately impeach a president if they think that the president was stealing the power of the purse away. But nobody, I think, thought that we should be fighting it out in courts. I think we also have a whole set of fights about removal, about presidents firing, independent commission boards. This, actually, I think President Trump is fighting on very favorable ground, because the Supreme Court itself has already been, over the last 20 years, this is one of the signal efforts of the Roberts Court, has been trying to place the executive branch under the direct control of the chief executive of the president. So all these inspector generals, ultimately, we'll get a constitutional case about that. Firings from these independent commissions, will get cases about that at the Supreme Court. I expect Trump will win those cases. And then I think what we need to have is a reset of presidential congressional relations. Congress has pretty much been absent. They gave a lot of power to all these bureaucrats. They tried to free the bureaucrats of presidential control, and they didn't want to take any more responsibility anymore. And so here's the last thing, and I really didn't think about this until you and I have been talking today, John. Almost, if you read these executive orders, not only is the president trying to return us to the founder's presidency, energy in the executive, he's also trying to give Congress a kick in the behind and saying, Congress, you step up. You play a politically responsible and accountable role. Stop trying to slough off things to civil servants, to career prosecutors, or even to the courts. Stand up for yourself. That's a healthier constitutional environment for our country.
And quickly, John, because it's a vague memory of mine, and I didn't go to law school. The Chevron case, didn't the court make a decision that's important here about the administrative state and the right to challenge in court being taken from the taxpayer? Isn't that what the Chevron case is about?
John, this is terrible. You're stealing my next article idea. Darn it. But yeah, what's happened? Chevron's a total example of the Wilsonian, you know, bureaucratic presidency. Congress writes a vague statute, like regulate the air in the public interest. And then the executive branch agencies, because they're experts, would say, okay, we think the public interest means more and more electric cars. And the courts under the Chevron doctrine used to just basically accept what the experts said. But just in the last Roberts term, 2 years ago, they issued a case called Loper-Bright. And in Loper-Bright, they said Chevron is over. Now the agencies have to act in a way that comports with the best reading of the statute. Now, the thing I was about to write about, Trump just issued an executive order saying, and executive branch agencies aren't going to follow Chevron anymore either. You have to wait for greater direction from Congress. That could be a major revolution in the way the administrative state works.
I look forward to it. John Yoo, Distinguished Visiting Professor, School of Civic Leadership, Senior Research Fellow, Civitas Institute, University of Texas. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.